Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Now, a lot of people were shooketh, like I mentioned earlier, over the weekend. My wife and I, we went down to, or up to, Bell's Rapids. We thought,
beautiful.
Go for a nice little walk up in the hills.
Just have to say you're a bit of a copycat because I went there the weekend before. But hey.
I know.
Good spot.
What are you doing this weekend? I'll copy it next.
All right. Well, we went for a... No, don't worry.
So while we're out there, we needed to fill up on gas. So we popped into a gas station there. And as we arrived, I saw a car quickly get into gear and just take off. And then I saw someone run out of the shop and just start chasing after this car. And I'm thinking, what is going on here? Have I walked into something that I shouldn't have?
Yeah.
And so then I parked up and was kind of looking around and everyone was like staring. Everyone was confused as to what was
just
going
happened.
On.
Yeah.
And then the lady came back and she's like, it's all right. I got his number plate. And I was like, oh, okay, here we go. So it turns out that lady that was chasing after the car was the shop assistant.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And she was the only one looking after the whole store. So I don't know what they stole, whether it be fuel or whether they walked into the store and got something and then took off. Either way, they stole something. So then
naughty,
she...
Naughty, naughty.
Naughty, naughty. Very naughty. And so then she was on the phone to the police. And then I thought this was... I mean, great that you called the police. Great that you could tell them the number plate. I thought, well done. Great memory.
Yeah.
And then they asked her, okay, what about the appearance of the person? And she goes, I remember the shoes.
Just the shoes.
Well, that's
interesting. Why the shoes?
I didn't see the person, obviously. I just saw the car take off.
Yeah.
But I was like, was there nothing else about the person?
Just the shoes.
Everything else was just so average except for the shoes.
That's funny.
But I want to know, okay, have you witnessed a theft?
Oh, theft of any kind.
Yep, big, small, whatever it is, I would love to hear from you. 9313-0985.
Can you go back to the servo?
Yeah.
Just ask what happened? Because I'm keen to know.
Well, I see that she was on the phone to the police, so yeah. I didn't want to interrupt.
Not now. not then, now.
Hang on, stay there.
If you're there again, if you're on a Bell's Rapids again this weekend like a copycat, well then just go
ask.
Just pop in and say, oh hey, what happened the other day?
Well, maybe that person's listening.
The person who stole?
Either or. You do not have the right to remain anonymous. I will dob you in.
I also witnessed a theft from a service station.
Oh, okay. Well, servos.
It was some little kids.
Oh.
It's happened twice. But these little kids, I was watching them. I'm like, because they're being real sneaky.
Sneaky
sneaks.
I was
like, what are they doing? First, they were there by themselves. So that I was like, what are they doing? Had to be about 10 or something.
Okay.
Then one of them's like, grab something from the fridge, and they all ran. And I was like, oi!
Oh, you called them out. Good
on
you.
I was like, oi, stop! And one of the little kids did. And he's like, it wasn't me. It was him who's running away. So I yelled at him, like, oi, come back here. He just looks at me, keeps riding his bike.
Oh.
And the other little kid, I was like, well, I can't, you didn't take anything. It was your friend. So I'm like, what can I do?
Yeah.
And like, the servo attendant didn't even care. And I was just like,
what do we do in this
situation? I was like, that kid just, like, stole, like, a drink. And he was like, oh, thanks. Right to town. That was it.
Right. The thing that annoys me is the good kids would stop.
Yeah.
Like, I would be the kid. I was great. I mean, let's be honest.
We know all the things you did as a teenager.
Because I was with a group of friends back in the day who used to steal from a shop.
Okay.
And I would never. And if someone ever said to me, stop, I would definitely stop.
Yes,
there is no way that I would run.
Yeah. Any adult tells you to stop, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And any adult. That could be... Absolutely anyone. I'll be like, okay, I'll stop.
We want to know, have you witnessed a theft? Give us a call, 9313-0985. It happened to me once, and again as well.
Another petrol station.
Yeah, but this time I didn't confront them. I just was like, I saw it happen, and I said to the attendant, I was like, hey, someone just stole something. Same thing. Oh, yeah, right. Wrote it down.
Oh, was it another kid?
No, or... I think it was an adult this time.
What were they... Do you remember what they stole?
I remember what it was, but so I've witnessed two. Kelly has also witnessed a theft. Kelly, what did you witness?
Well, I actually used to work at a supermarket for quite a number of years, so I've witnessed a whole heap of stuff. But the biggest one that I can remember is it was near Easter, and these people just literally walked out with a whole shopping trolley full of groceries.
What?
So then what happened?
Right out through the... Well... The ruling, unfortunately, is that once they're outside the shop, we're not allowed to do anything. So we just literally had to watch them go.
Oh, man.
Obviously, you got cameras and stuff, so you get the number plate.
Yeah, we do. And, like, we could... Yeah, that's it. You go get the number plate. And, like, but again, I used to pick them. As soon as they walk in the store, I'd say to my boss, I'm like, they're going to do something. And sure enough, you follow them around enough and they leave without buying anything because they know they're being watched. But you'd be surprised at how much it actually happens.
So you were judging a book by its cover. But it paid off that time. You were right. No, I get you. I get you.
That's brilliant.
Thank you so much for the call.
Vicky has given us a call. Vicky, you've witnessed a theft.
Oh, yeah, I've witnessed a few, but the one I liked the most was when I was at work. I was at work and I'm a nurse, so it was in the hospital, and this patient who was in decided that we weren't giving him enough drugs, so he stole some.
Enough
and,
what?
Medicine.
Oh, right. Okay.
Medicine.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And anyway, so he stole some, and another nurse saw him and called him out. So he shoved it into his back pocket and ran into the bathroom and slammed the door and leant on the door. Unfortunately for him, it was a glass vial and it broke.
And, oh, no.
And messed all up. Pretty bottom. Anyway, so he <laughs> <laughs>
witness.
Could you imagine stealing something and then going, by the way, can you stitch me up because
I
hurt myself?
Yeah, stealing this.
Just like Stefan has done. How are you going?
Hi there. Well, 20 years ago, actually.
Depends how old you are.
I was about 6 years old and I was at Morley Markets and I was with my dad and we were just shopping as I was a little kid and I witnessed these two people basically running with a handbag, and then about 30 seconds later, I saw like these two people behind, say, like screaming out "thief, thief, thief," and obviously I couldn't do anything because I was 6 years old.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was my actual experience of theft, I guess.
That reminds me, Stefan. The same thing happened to me when,
except for you were holding the
handbag.
Except
that I stole. No. Evan and I were in Florence in Italy.
Yeah.
And we were just like walking down the street. Then this woman started screaming at someone. Next thing we see this guy with a bag.
Yeah.
Like running straight past us. And she's like yelling at him.
Oh, that's when you should have just
stuck my foot out so the trip went that close
and
to me.
Yeah, sat on him.
I'm not that strong.
A citizen's arrest.
Fiona has given us a call. Fiona, did you witness a theft?
Yes, it was quite hilarious actually. This guy, I was sitting in front of Coles, and this guy comes out, and he's obviously on a bike, so he's got a bag full of groceries. He takes his backpack off, and he fills all the groceries into the backpack, and then he pulls open his pants and pulls out a pie for dessert.
What? I love that you were trying not to laugh while you were telling the story.
Did you say it was a big frozen one?
Do you think he was just trying to cook it in his pants? What?
Cook it in his pants. What a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.